Casting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
All right. For a matter of time, we'll just go ahead and cut that a little bit close. And Republic of Texas Radio, hey, we got some calls coming in, so we'll go to those. But first, I want to go to Dave and see what you're thinking. Hey, Doc, are you there?
I'm here. Welcome, Perry. Very interesting comments, and I bet you had a great show. I never got to hear that, but it sounds like you had some great points to bring out.
Yeah, definitely. Well, we'll keep track of them.
I had some great guests, too. Really great guests.
Yeah? When are you going back online, my friend?
I don't know, man. I'm trying to find a platform where I could be, you know, autonomous. You know, I don't want to go through a third party. I just want to run it myself. I've been told it's going to cost me thousands of dollars to do. But that's the route I got to take. A Blog Talk Radio, man, stabbed me in the back so cold, man. I mean, this treachery was tandem to what Judas did to Jesus or Brutus did to Caesar. I mean, they stabbed me in the back so hard, man, it was cold. I paid them for 9 years, bro. 9 years, every month. We were doing good, man. We were one of the most top-ranked shows on Blog Talk Radio in my category, doing great. Had international callers. Man, I got people in Japan, England. Man, all over the United States, man. All over the United States, man. And then this has been the peak of my, I guess, the peak of my greatness. They pulled the chairs up under me, and, man, I failed. So I don't know when I'm going to come back.
Oh,
I'm still suffering
sucks.
Psychologically from it.
Well, Blog Talk did that to a lot of people. Those are those controlled kingdoms, and that really, really sucks. Hey, let's jump to the phones real quick and see what Jerry out of Chicago has to say. Hey, Jerry, are you out there? Jerry.
Morning. Oh, good morning. Yeah, I had to wait for the little click. Two quick points. Gold is the currency of kings and queens, silver is the currency of gentlemen, and paper is the currency of slaves.
Mm.
Thank you.
Okay, yeah, and the other quick point was Oklahoma City bombing. I remember watching that on TV. I was off that day, and I was glued to the television set. And I remember the governor of the state coming out and saying that the bomb squad was in there working to defuse two bombs that did not go off. How could there be a one-truck bomber, Timothy McVeigh, and I think it was Terry Nichols, who had both on the CIA payroll, get blamed for this whole thing when right there was the proof? Just like when you said, fire departments do not have the buildings already rigged to blow up and fall down in their own footprint. And I'll leave you guys with that. Thank you.
Okay. Hey, actually, synchronistic, serendipitous, something like that. Jimmy, you were just talking to me a little bit about Oklahoma City yesterday. Care to expand on that real quick before we go back to Perry?
Sure. And I fully agree with Perry on the, if nothing else, Building 7 is the telltale sign. But I've been in touch with Cody Snodgrass, which he is making his rounds on the radio circuit in recent weeks. John B. Wells, Hagman & Hagman, even Jeff Rintz. And we are in contact by email, and I spoke with Steve briefly about rather than just having him on my show, I think we ought to do a co-show with all of us and get with Cody. I'm going to be calling him tomorrow, but he's got quite the interesting story, and I recommend folks go and search Cody Snodgrass on YouTube. The videos are there. His story is consistent. He was a black ops guy, did a lot of work overseas, and the story goes he was offered $1 million to take out that Oklahoma building. He refused to do so, which his story goes on to say he became a liability and not an asset, several attempts on his life. And, I seriously, I'll put a link in your chat room there, Steve, for people to go listen, but I believe the guy, and I look forward to having him on either just my show, or I'd like to have him on our Sunday show, if you and I can coordinate that.
I think we can make that happen. What do you think there, Perry? What are your thoughts on Oklahoma City and I don't know. What do we say about that? That
well, they were up and killed Timothy McVeigh. They were up and executed him.
Yeah.
Sure did. That was one of the fans.
Cody went on to say that McVeigh, you know, Cody knew it was a setup job to get rid of him because he was coming to the end of his career. And he expounds on McVeigh, knew McVeigh, and McVeigh was a patsy. And, you know, supposedly McVeigh was executed, but I just wonder if he's not living on a quiet island with Elvis someplace.
I wonder, too. Like I said, man, you know, I love America. Don't get me wrong. I love America, but I got problems with this government. I got serious problems with this government because this government is deceptive. You know, and then, like,
to go along with what Jerry said, I was sitting there watching that day too. And I remember they came out and they said we're having to suspend rescue operations because they found two more bombs in the building. I was sitting there going, two more bombs in the building? I thought it was a damn truck in the parking lot. You know, yeah, I remember that vividly.
Yeah. Right. You know, and then like I said, you know, you're in the military. Oh man, don't get me started on the military. I'm a veteran, man. Don't get me started, man. The way they treat our people, man. I mean, our soldiers, sailors, man, especially our soldiers, you know, exposing them to toxic chemicals, and then when they come back home sick, denying them the health benefits and denying them compensation because they can't work. You ever heard of burn pits?
Delayed, deny, hope you die.
That's the motto of the veterans these days. But anyway, burn pits where they incinerated toxic chemicals and things like that and chemical weapons, and they had our soldiers out there, man, unprotected, dumping in that pit, and they got all kind of diseases and all kind of respiratory malfunctions and everything, and then when they come back home, they told them there wasn't nothing wrong with them. You remember back in Vietnam, man, we used Agent Orange. Agent Orange is defoliant. I mean, it can kill trees. And you walking in the midst of it, can you imagine the suffering that the people in Vietnam up against? And then we the type of people said, no, you can't use chemical weapons, so what Trump do? What Trump do? Mm-hmm. See, Trump is the biggest disappointment I ever had in my political career. The biggest, now, candidate Trump loved him, voted for candidate Trump. The man we got now, I don't even know who he is. I don't even know who he is. There's a UN mandate. A UN mandate said a country at war can invite any country on its soil to assist them. By a UN mandate, the United States has no authority in Syria, but we'll use the UN to persecute and attack other countries. Then we'll go back and say what the UN said. Chemical weapons are banned, but the United States never signed a declaration to get rid of its chemical weapons. We use, you remember Fallujah in Iraq?
Mm-hmm.
The Defense Department sent 19 inspectors to Fallujah. 17 of them dead because they got exposed to depleted uranium. Now, if that's not a toxic chemical agent, what is? The United States breaks all laws, international, national, all laws. You know, with impunity. I mean, they don't even care, man. They don't even care, man. And then, like I said, dumb Americans. We don't say nothing. We got a select group of people like myself and y'all. We'll talk about it, but we are the alternative news source, You know, and we don't have a venue to have a national platform where we can speak our issues. Really, you know, people in America should be protesting the United States government, man, day and night, what we do. We don't need to be in Syria. Donald Trump said that if he get elected, he's going to let Russia take care of Syria. Why not? They got their own military base in Syria, one of the few military bases they got in the world. Why not? Then look at how Barack Obama, man, I'm so glad Barack Obama gone. I thought he was going to put us in World War III. I'm talking about, man, this thing they did in the Ukraine. They took over, man, look, they orchestrated a coup in Ukraine. But they're going to cry saying that Russian interference in our election. And see, I'm going to show you how dumb people is.
Hey, real quick, have you heard John Kerry? Mm-hmm. John Kerry came back on the circuit last week, and he's over representing us in these countries stirring up the pot. I mean, I didn't know if you guys knew about that, but go look into it. Kerry's back on the circuit, and Obama, Obama hasn't given up yet.
Mm-mm, no, he ain't giving up yet.
Kerry's doing good for us. He's a skull and bonesman.
Yeah. Yeah, him and George Bush, too. Mm. Yeah, man, but look what they did in Ukraine. Okay, now, I live in Tennessee, and I'm bordered with Mississippi and Arkansas. Okay, so when you go to Russia, Russia is bordered with the Ukraine. The Ukraine is just like a part of them. They always been a part of them. That's where they developed their nuclear weapons at. That's where they were a part of them. Chernobyl is in the Ukraine, you know. They're just a part of people. So how is the United States authority exercised in interfering and intervening in the works in the domestic agenda of the Ukraine? And then, see, I'm going to show you how stupid people are. And folks, when I say stupid, ignorant, and dumb, believe me, I'm serious. You are. Crimea voted to leave the Ukraine. They had to. I mean, look what's going on in Damascus. I call it dumbass, but Damascus, look what's going on in there. They wanted no part of the Ukraine, which was they right. How you going to tell these people that voted to leave the Ukraine, they can't do it, and you don't even live there? You know, I don't know what's wrong with Donald Trump, man. I thought him and Vladimir Putin were going to end up being friends. I will never, and this is a declaration on live radio, I will never vote for a pro-war president ever again. Never. If you're talking about war, I'm through with you. I won't even consider you. When are we going to get a president about peace, mending ties, developing our intellectual level, and then developing our natural resources and save our planet? When are we going to get a president like that? Hillary Clinton was talking so crazy. Ain't no way in the world, man, she's going to win. All you have to do, they say, whether it's Russia, 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 all you have to do is just look at it this way. Go find Al Gore and ask Al Gore how he lost. All you got to do is look at it this way. An American presidential election is not actually democratic. The president is elected by the Electoral College. Not Russia. Not no foreign entity. You know what I'm saying? And the Electoral College, they have their own choice of who they want to put votes in. And then once they put their votes in for the nominee or for president, then the Congress confirms it. So how John Lewis gonna sit up and say Donald Trump is not a legitimate president? I can't stand him either, man. How you gonna say he's not a legitimate president when the Electoral College elects you? It's crazy. Mm. Okay, in America, one person can get more votes than the other person, but that other person can still be president. Why? Because of the Electoral College. You know, we spend this money on Mueller. Man, I can't stand Mueller. Just like I told you yesterday, if I fire you, you think I'm going to hire your friend or allow your friend to be hired to investigate me? You know, I told you, it's some dumb people in America. Mueller shouldn't have never had that job. Shouldn't have never had that job. Then you look at the president's cabinet. Steve Bannon, a waste of space.
I'm Miss Terry Anderson on the radio.
Waste of space.
Hello, stupid people of America. I used to love Terry Anderson's opening line. Hello, stupid people of America. Live from East Central LA.
You know, every time you say there's stupid people and you're going to show us how stupid people are, I have to laugh. And that actually makes me hurt because I do believe you're right. And How can you have smart people and stupid people all in the same dang wrapper, Perry?
Yeah.
You know, it's wow. You know,
it's incredible. It's incredible. How can you do that?
Well, we say cognitive dissonance, right? You know,
yeah, that's I love one that
term
I love
that we use, right? But is that real? And I guess it's just, well, self survival, if self preservation. You know, I don't know. Hey, out they in the chat room, play, republicoftexas.chattango.com, Captain Fred is bringing up a little bit more stuff on Libya, and I don't know if we want to expand on that or at all. But, you know, Perry, you talked about the gold, right, and trading. You know, that was really cute how you put it. How they go, well, let's trade oil for gold. Well, Captain Fred wants to let us know that, well, they amassed a lot of gold, right, during that time. And that's another problem. Gaddafi had a stockpile of gold. He was using the country's resources for the betterment of the people, their education, and just, you know, he was doing good stuff. And he had gold, lots of gold. I'm looking through his posts out there to try to get you the exact number here. And, but it,
they
it was
robbed
something,
him, man. They robbed 140
tons. Yeah, that's what he says. 140 tons of gold disappeared. It's all gone, you know. But, you know, and it was a controlled thing. There's a guy out there, Perry, I don't know if you're familiar with him. His name is Zahi Hawass, right? And he's the, Secretary of Antiquities or whatever. He's responsible for the Sphinx and the pyramids and all the old ancient Egyptian artifacts. He's been around since like forever, and he's still there. Imagine that. I wonder whose side he's on. I don't know. That's a strange thing.
It's like, you know, we don't have wars anymore. There are kinetic military actions. We don't torture. There are enhanced interrogation techniques. You know, and the, most of the public just follows along right behind. Well, we're not going to war. It's just a kinetic military action, you know. We're not torturing anyone. We're just waterboarding, and it's an enhanced interrogation.
Yeah, enhanced interrogation. You took the word right out of my mouth. And Dick Cheney need to be at the bottom.
I was going to say, that's a Dick Cheney. Dick Cheney coined that enhanced interrogation. Yeah.
$1.33 from the Pentagon.
I don't know if he coined it, but...
And don't give him another heart either.
I think there's think tanks out there that have put together massive books and books and books of how to tweak and re-say everything. So as soon as a word gets poisoned, they'll come out and they'll change it to a kinetic military action or whatever the heck you just said, Alan.
That's what the RAND Corporation's for.
Yep.
Yeah. But you know what I'm looking forward to? I guess it's going to be this summer. I don't want to rush it, though, but I want it to come. You remember the United States government approved the people in New York to sue Saudi Arabia or to take them to court? You remember that?
Oh, yeah.
I remember that.
I want to see where Donald Trump going to stand. You remember Barack Obama defended the Saudis and said, well, if you do that, then other countries will be able to sue us. Why not? We've ruined and destroyed other countries, maimed and killed and made refugees of other countries. Why not? Unjustifiable wars. Why not? So I want to see what Donald Trump going to say when the people, I mean, I hope the people in New York don't drop this. I want them to take Saudi Arabia to court.
Hey, some guy came over to my house the other day. He's a friend of mine. He doesn't have internet access. And he said, hey, I want to look up some information on this general. He was from a while ago. And, you know, and he said, and there was some kind of a coup, and I said, Smedley Butler. And he goes, what? I go, Smedley Butler, right? You know, there was a coup, you know, and they tried to take over the government, and I gave him the nuts and bolts, and he goes, how do you know? I go, well, I mean, it's history, man, right? And then we go ahead, and we do a little bit of a few queries, and to connect the Bush family, right, into a hostile takeover of the United States of America. How the heck did the Bushes get the presidency. It's all rigged. And that's the music. We'll be right back. Hang on the line. Robin, Illinois, we'll get to you after this break.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
All right. Here we go. Short segment. I don't know, Perry, do you want to just jump off to the phone line, or you want to add on anything?
No, that was a great commercial.
Commercial. Which one did you like?
I had made no big issue, you know, about going back, because, man, I don't know what time a guy told me. He said, man, I'm surprised the guys in the black suits not knocking on your door. Man, because I was revealing so much, man, that was going on here in America, man, in the government, man. You know, And like I said, it takes a certain amount of intestinal fortitude to be brave enough to out some people that's, I mean, 10 times more strong than you are, able to crush you financially and socially, but you able to, you know, to just bear the truth and tell the people the truth. Not everybody going to listen, but the ones that do listen, them the ones you benefit off of, man, because they know the truth now. You know, you remember Eisenhower, one of the last speeches he made, he told us to beware of the military-industrial complex. I call it the criminal military-industrial complex. It survives off war. America is the greatest proliferator of weapons on the face of the planet.
You could wind me up on that speech. That speech just winds me up, because if you play that to a person that is focused on a different part of this world, you know, let's say his job, his career, they'll agree with what he says, that we're there, and then they'll move on. They won't connect the dots and say, well, hey, I got to do something against this. You know, I mean, yeah. Really, you just let's just hope you have a seat when they, you know, pull the rug out from under you or something. I don't know. I think some people think that way, you know, subconsciously at a minimum. You know, let's grab that.
We're a warmongering nation, man. We're a warmongering nation.
Most of the people today would say, yeah, I know about that. I'm trying to figure out how to make a profit off of it instead of trying to do something against it. You know, unfortunately, that's the world that's been created.
Mm-hmm. Hey, let's bring Rob on. Yeah. Let's bring Rob on before we have a break coming up pretty quick. Maybe we'll hold him over if it's a big thingy anyways. Hey, Rob in Illinois, are you there? Check.
Yes, sir. Hi. And hopefully you will hold me over because I got a few things. Good. Thank you. I've got a few things to add here, and thanks to your guest. Your conversation this morning is expounding in areas that you guys usually don't like tender in, you know, some of these subjects that open up a lot. And what's your guest name, by the way?
It's Perry Steele.
Perry Steele. Thanks, Perry. I believe I've heard you before, but so, you know, I never put a finger on it. You know, you guys mentioned Eisenhower's speech. You know, some people say that he was warning us, but I think, and then there's another point to that where people say he was actually just throwing it in our face. How about that one?
Yeah. He was. You know,
go ahead.
Perry?
What'd you say?
You know, the opposite to that, they say they were warning. Eisenhower sitting there warning us about it, maybe relieving his conscience that he was acknowledged that this was happening. But then on the other spectrum, people were saying, "Hey, he was just throwing it in our face."
We're doing that.
Yeah. So, and as far as people opening up these lines, these topics, exposing a lot of the stuff that, you know, people out here in the world, whether it be the United States or other countries. You know, there's that old line, you can't handle the truth. And people will deny the truth, you know, all day long. It doesn't matter how many facts and stuff you put in front of them, you know, examples of what happened, how it happened, who was involved, they still will deny it. And they deny it no matter what
plausible
history
denial.
Has shown us.
Yeah, they call it plausible denial.
Well, you know, if they're uninformed, then they have an excuse, you know. And that's the problem. They want excuses. They don't want to be involved. They don't want to be, you know, because the question I'm always asked, whenever I bring anything up, the number one question people say to me is, or, you know, the rebuttal is, so what am I going to do about it? What's the point of me knowing any of this? What am I going to do about it? There's nothing I can do.
The bad guys count on. That is the one thing that drives me crazy, if I might jump in, is we all know about this, and you've heard my angst over the past weeks. I'm ready to get down to peaceful, logical solutions. And when somebody says that, yeah, that drives me crazy.
And when somebody says that, there's the music. Huh. Republic of Texas Radio, Robin, Illinois. Hang on. We got Perry Steele on board for, well, the remaining half hour. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited. So take a breath, head to aroutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at aroutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right. We're back. Perry Steele is with us. Perry Steele is a broadcaster, you know, in his own right. He's a great voice out there in the Freedom Liberty land. I don't know how else to describe it. He's not currently on air with anybody right now, but he's here with us today. And we've got Rob in Illinois, and he's called in. And why don't you carry on there, Rob? What else you got for us?
No, Mr. Steele here is an excellent voice, a welcome voice to add to everything that we're all talking about. You know, you guys mentioned Rents, you guys mentioned Hagman. There's many other broadcasters and so on out there that are all, you know, putting their input with their guests and so on that are often unheard because of the corporate media, the conglomerate, the manipulation sector that we aren't able to hear. So it's a broadcast such as this, and again, Rents, Hagman's, and so on, and Mr. Steele here that add to it, because every one of us are picking up something along the way. Not every, you know, sometimes you can listen to something, you can read something, you don't really see into it or catch everything that's going on, but yet another person will get it and add it to the piece of that puzzle. Go ahead.
Right. And like we left the break, or into break, we're talking about, you know, well, you tell somebody something and they don't get it, and there comes the music, right? And they walk on. They go, "Why? What am I supposed to do with this? I don't know where to put it." For me, it ended up once I came awake and I saw that the world wasn't what the corporate media was actually showing me. I screamed and ran, and I hid, but I couldn't hide. You can't hide from this until I, well, got an avenue to actually start talking about it. And the hope, my hope, was to reach somebody. It's not necessarily going to be reaching my next-door neighbor, but it might. It might not reach my mother, but it might. You know, they're going to hear it no matter what. But then they might listen to Perry. They might listen to you, Rob. And I have this question for Perry. Why the heck did you start talking, man? You start talking about shoes, or do you just go deep right away?
That's me. That's me. I'm finna start a controversy now. Yeah.
Are you?
I'm finna start a controversy now. Check this out. Okay, you remember when you had football players kneeling at football games?
Yeah.
And people were, oh man, that's wrong, man, disrespecting the flag, which was no disrespect. You know, just like a brother said, you know, people at home are looking at football, they're drinking beer, they kick back laughing and joking and everything. Their hand ain't over their heart. And certainly not standing up. The greatest example of humbleness is to kneel. Not standing up. When you want to honor something, you kneel. But anyway, I told people, I said, man, look, these people, Americans, they dumbed down. All you had to do is bring up Pat Tillman, that former Arizona Cardinal football player that after 9/11 went to war and ended up, you know, I think he was in Iraq or whatever. You know, Pat Tillman went overseas, found out what America was actually doing, and started talking and complaining about Afghanistan, thank you. Complaining about it, and then they had him murdered. And I love his parents. They didn't stand around crying and moping and weeping, you know, that they lost their son. What they did, they launched an investigation, got a private investigator, launched an investigation, come to find out, man, Pat Tillman was murdered. He was murdered. So how much do America love its troops? And they murdered Pat Tillman. Now, all you had to do was do that. See, I run with some old vets. When I had my show, I had some old vets. I mean, these are white guys, man. They like 70-something, almost 80 years old. And they was talking about the psychological brainwashing that when you go to movies, they show those patriotic promos, you know, to gas people up. Now, you heard of subliminal suggestion, you know. It's an advanced technology, but it actually, they put messages inside of a commercial that only your brain can read. And that's how they got their recruitment. That's how when the United States government, the Pentagon pays the NFL to roll out that big flag. The Pentagon pays for that. Roll out that big flag is a recruitment tool. But therefore it stands that the United States has one of the worst win records of being engaged in war. We didn't win in Vietnam. We didn't win in we fought to a standstill in Korea. We didn't win in Iraq kicked us out. Said, look, your bombs, your guns, your planes, fine, but you, no, we don't want no American troops here in Iraq ever again. I mean, we losing everywhere we go. Now we finna get into it with Turkey. I want to see what Donald Trump gonna do when Erdogan send his troops to Manjeh and see if the United States gonna fight Turkey. Look at the situation here. We got bases in Turkey, man. Turkey is our launching point. For our wars in the Middle East. If Erdogan attacks the United States troops, man, that's going to be a fight. Like I said, that thing about the kneeling at the football games, you get four quarters. One, two, three, four quarters, and a halftime. It didn't interfere at all with the game. But we live in a warmongering nation, and Donald Trump is gassing people up, man, to go to further excursions, man, in other wars. He gassing people up to go to other wars. And if I had a son today and he told me he wanted to go into the army, I'd break his leg.
Yeah, actually, I have a story to go with that, but I want to quickly go over to Doc and then see what Rob has to expand on that. Hey, Doc, what do you think?
Wow, we covered a lot of things. One of the things, you know, everybody keeps talking about how people are so stupid and gullible, and I really don't think that's the case. I think most people, because they are good and they're busy working and raising a family and getting an education and life, that they don't want to believe how bad things are. And as they learn little bits and pieces. They listen to shows like ours, and they get more and more educated gradually, and then they feel very helpless, and a common sentence is, what can I do about it? Because the frustration, when it hits them, is, oh my God, how did it get this bad and I didn't notice?
Interesting point.
They the people of Pomponator.
It's like Rob was talking about. I heard the phrase, and it really stuck with me this time. You know, the system doesn't need to be and can't be fixed because it's not broken. It's doing what it was designed to do.
But you know what pisses me off? All these people that go, what can we do? They're running around with their little lives, right? And they're paying their bills and they're doing stuff like that, and they start to wake up. Why the heck can't we fund RBN? Why can't we fund a lot of these other great things, right, that they can help with $5 a month, please? You know, no. Well, I don't know. Maybe they are, maybe they aren't, but we need more monetary funding for operations such as this because literally in the information war era that we are in, we have been in for quite some time, it takes money, right? If they're semi-awake, you know, and you're not a broadcaster, you can't figure out what the heck to do, a little bit of money in the right place can help a heck of a lot. Us here on the radio, we make no money, absolutely no money.
Right.
But we do it for a reason and to try to support and change our world around us, and that's the Steve rant, and he's calmed down now. Rob, what do you think? Where are we going?
Hardly any of these guys are making any money, and it takes money with the logistics, research, the time. You know, you got to give up one thing to do another, and then this stuff takes the research, and it takes the time, and it takes the resources, and it does cost money, and it's unfortunate. You know, places like RBN and other broadcasters that are all, you know, join our Patreon and so on and so forth, help donate to our cause here, so we can. You know, do what we need to do to expose these things. But we're all nickel and dimed everywhere, you know. I mean, the last big crisis, you know, big recession, you know, they took everything off the table. They led us up into this big bubble, and they wiped out everybody, their 401ks, their pensions, their jobs, their houses, their everything. It doesn't stop there. They nickel and dime us everywhere. If they're not nickel and diming us just out of our paychecks and then at the cost of the grocery counter, then they're penalizing us. You know, you got a ticket for your car. You got a ticket for that. You're not supposed to do this. So here's more penalties and penalties and penalties from the communistic regime, you know? So it gets hard, you know, when it comes out here, just donate $5 a month to RBN, you know, you're like, well, that $5, that could be, you know, towards my phone bill. That could be because, you know, I don't have $500 in the bank in case an emergency comes up, you know? So it hurts, and it's hard.
It does,
sir. And they know it.
I know, and a lot of people are suffering, and they're having a hard time dealing with just an additional $5. And a doc just brings up a great point to bring me back to not just thinking people are, I don't know what I'm thinking, but I just see so much opulence, you know, in where I live because it is a vacation spot. And so people come over here to escape their life and go play. And so they bring their fancy jeans or whatever, and they come over here and they play dress up and drive their fancy cars. And I look at them and I go, you're playing, you're doing the, quote, American dream, while all of us are here dying, burning, watching it all fall down, and you're riding around on a $50,000 motorcycle with a $100,000 truck that just towed it into town?
Why?
Really? And, you know, I don't know. Maybe that's why you're on the radio with me, Doc, because you kind of make those guys sound more human sometimes. They're not human. They're like real people, I guess.
Well, let's not be superficial about this American dream. You know, they've confused the American dream here, folks. Do you understand? The original American dream. And I was thinking about this morning, if I can get it out the way I thought about it. The original American dream of our founders is the same American dream that people have had throughout history, and that is to have freedom, to escape tyranny, to escape, you know, being oppressed. That was the original American dream, because when our guys were here, they realized, even though they were colonies of the greater England, the English bank over there, they said, hey, you know, this is kind of nice. We kind of got this freedom here, and they, you know, we got this room to breathe. But you know what? That foot from King George on our neck in that Bank of England, you know what? Let's do something else. So the original American dream was to get away from tyranny and oppression, and they started something, and that Constitution, which also includes about money and no central banks, you know, no money shall be printed, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they escaped that, but you know what happened? They opened the door, and the insiders, the infiltrators, they screwed us.
yeah,
with the Federal Reserve. They used the Federal Reserve.
Right.
Go ahead, Perry. And now Jekyll Island is a tourist location where they can go and they see where the wonderful Federal Reserve came in and saved the world.
Great guy.
Can I jump back? Can I promote the Cody Snodgrass stuff again? So you're speaking of, and I caught one of the very first Cody Snodgrass interviews with as they were publishing on Rents. So I caught that, and I caught several others on different networks, and Hagman's and a couple others. But you got to go to, it's Ollie, and this is Ollie Demigard, okay? And he vetted Cody Snodgrass before he backed him up and whatever. So Ollie Demigard is classic. I mean, he's the false flag conspiracies. He's revealing. And his website is lightonconspiracies.com, lightonconspiracies.com. And on there, you can catch some of Cody's interviews on there, and you can search them at other places. Also, from there, you can order Cody's DVD or PDF or however it is of his book that he's done revealing this stuff. And what Cody gets into, and he exposes it even more, is that Oklahoma City and Waco and all these other things are just, they're all frauds. Okay, they're nothing like the official narrative is. It's all frauds, like Oklahoma City, and you guys have heard Cody, so you guys know that it was to cover up all the stuff that was going on in the Gulf War, all the veterans getting sick from the Gulf War syndrome and all that, because they moved all this paperwork in the Oklahoma City, and they had to get rid of all that. And there was stuff involving the Clintons in there,
right?
So they had to get rid of all that. And that's why these bombs were set off in there. And then, you know, Cody could tell the story better than I can ever do it. But then the
PSYOP part if you take the kids out with it, then you get some heartstrings. Yeah.
Right, that's the PSYOPs of it. Not only were we vulnerable here in the United States, but look at the children. They were going to sacrifice over 600 kids in that building. That's that's the people that are behind the scenes in this fraudulent government that's going on here, that are controlled by the banks, that are controlled by the CIA, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And it's sickening, because everything we're talking about here, World War One, World War Two, the Civil War, the War of 1812, World War Two, Vietnam,
everything.
Just go online, Korea,
everything
is fraud. Everything that the official narrative is a lie, period. September 11th, come
broken.
On. Yeah.
The system's not broken. It's doing exactly what it was set up to do.
It's the manipulation. It's exactly the way they plan it and do it and whatever. And then they get their benefits out of it. You know.
So what is it? So what is it? Is it the deep state or the Illuminati?
I don't know.
I mean, can you split the difference? I mean, they're one and the same. You know.
Evil bastards?
Here, you guys another heard the name. Term, the synagogue of Satan, right? The synagogue of Satan. The synagogue of Satan is not just for the Zionist of Israel. It's the Zionist of world domination. This is a James Bond movie. Everyone's seen James Bond movie. He had that evil villain. He's going to take over the world, right? Well, this is what's going on. They're here to take over the world. And what's left on the board? Okay, remember, you know how they always ask billionaires, what's enough money and why do you keep doing it? You got all these billions of dollars. Why do you keep doing it? It's the game. It's the game of creating more money. It's the game of who can have more money. Well, that's what these guys are doing. What's enough countries? What's enough world domination for you when they fill up all the pieces? When they got every last piece of that puzzle, what we call planet Earth, when they fill up every last piece. So now what's left on that board? You got Iran, Syria, Cuba, if they haven't controlled it already, and you got North Korea, if that's not all fraud in its own, that being a proxy country and just there is the phantom menace. You know what I mean? You know, North Korea is on the
money and power is their heroin, and they haven't OD'd yet.
Hey, Rob, thanks for calling in, man. Really, you know, added a lot to the show. Appreciate you. Hey, we'll be right back, and we'll get closing remarks from Perry Steele, Republic of Texas Radio. Lucky to get
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones. Please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Last segment of the show, quickly to Doc, and then we'll go to Perry and close this whole dang thing out. Hey, Doc, what you got for me?
Well, I was just going to say, we're always talking about helping support RBN, and I wonder if the audience would start calling in and letting us know, would it be a good thing, I think a great idea, to have hats, coffee mugs, shirts, things like that that help advertise, and a small thank you to people that do donate, I think it would serve two purposes and be really helpful. So anyway, that's just my idea.
Oh,
I think
it would be a great thing. I love the idea. I used to love leaving my RBN coffee mug at client sites so they could see it, and then they'd hold it for me, and it would sit there, and they'd say, promote RBN, man. Yeah, great idea. I wish we could get that happening. Harry, what do we have for closing? Close us out, man. We got a few minutes left.
Okay, I'm waiting on this memo, this four-page memo that's supposed to come out. They're talking about his role in the DOJ and the FBI. That's what I'm waiting for, man. I want to see what the FBI, man, has done, you know. Like I said, I voted for Trump. I'm not a Trump supporter. I'm a Trump interpreter, you know, because a lot of things that he said, when he said that asshole country, I looked it up in the dictionary, and it's such a term as an asshole country, you know. So I'm more of an interpreter for him. But I want to see this memo, and I want to see these 28 redacted pages that we talked about earlier. It's time they quit playing with the American people. The American people need to rise up and take control of the government. You know that old saying that a government that fears the people is a democracy. But a people that fears the government is, man, you know what I'm talking about. I can't get it right. It's a dictatorship. See, the government's supposed to fear us. We're not supposed to fear the government. That's why. That's the America I want to see, when the government respects our wishes. We sit up and talk about Iran when they have protests and the Iranians quit protesting, but we didn't say nothing about when the Occupy Wall Street was being beaten up and gassed, and folks, you know, one police kicked a pregnant woman in the belly and made her have a miscarriage. We just said nothing about that. You know, I want the American people, especially the generation coming behind us, to not be so psyched and so dumbed down, man. You know, I mean, people care more about their personal business than they care about the business they're going to last after they're dead and gone. You should be caring about the business they're going to last after you're dead and gone. What would the profit of a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul?
Amen. I don't know, man. It's going to be interesting. I can't help but think, like Alan said, maybe this thing is working perfectly fine. This is exactly where they want us to be. And but how do you change that? Well, maybe it. I don't know. What do you think, Perry? Is it futile? But does that even mean anything? Because if it's futile, why the heck are we talking? Well, probably because we can't sit down. We can't sit down. You know, there's
it's an obsession. Obsession, you know. You have to just speak out. I walked away from it. I've got friends that walked away from it. They try to ignore it, what's going on, but they always come back. It's an obsession. It's something you're born with. Most people don't have this type of mentality.
Mm-hmm. Well, there it is.
Time, man.
Oh, dude, we're going to do it again sometime. Hang in there, folks. We'll let you know what happens to Perry, and you'll be able to hear him again someday, hopefully soon. Republic of Texas Radio, until next time, guys. Love you. Jennifer Daniels, so Healing Our World, I think, is coming up next. Listen in. Take care.
Learned as a community and equally taught every boy and girl.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks, and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting.